Well, late one night around midnight, Father Murphy was walking back to the rectory in his small hamlet in Ireland, and he noticed that the lights of the pub were still on. And he said to himself, what's the world coming to? People drinking and carousing into the wee hours of the morning. So he walked into the pub, and there were three of his parishioners sitting at the bar drinking. So he goes up to the first one and taps him on the shoulder and says, O'Reilly, do you want to go to heaven? And O'Reilly says, yes, Father, I do. And Father Murphy says, good, we'll go stand over there. And so he stood over there. Then he went up to O'Toole and said, O'Toole, do you want to go to heaven? And O'Toole said, yes, Father, I do. So Father Murphy said, well, good, we'll go stand over there. Then he came to O'Shaughnessy. O'Shaughnessy had a Guinness in each hand. It was his idea of a balanced diet. And so he says to him, Shaughnessy, do you want to go to heaven? And Shaughnessy says, no, Father, no, I don't. And Father Murphy says, I can't believe it. You mean to tell me that when you die, you don't want to go to heaven? And O'Shaughnessy says, oh, yes, when I die, I thought you were going now. The Blessed Mother was taken into heaven immediately at the end of her earthly life. Our Lady was taken into heaven, body and soul. She does not have to wait until the second coming of Christ, the general resurrection, to be able to enter heaven with her glorified body. That's something that we will have to do. When we die, God willing, we go into heaven, but our body is not there. Our body is either cremated or placed in the coffin. It disintegrates over time. It's only at the general resurrection, the second coming of Christ, when he will resurrect all of our bodies and unite them to our soul. And then we will be both body and soul in heaven. The Assumption of Our Lady has been beautifully written about. Some have said two good words to remember are participation and anticipation. The Assumption of Our Lady was Mary's participation in the resurrection of Christ. It was her participation. She does not have to wait until the second coming to go body and soul into heaven. And it is our anticipation. Where Our Lady is gone, we hope to go. So we anticipate that one day, the church, that we will be following the pattern that Our Lady set. In fact, in the prayer at the Mass, it talks about Our Lady as the pattern for the church in future glory. It is a beautiful feast day, the Assumption. It's a feast day of hope, because where Our Lady has gone, we hope to follow. And this Assumption of Our Lady defines as, at the end of Mary's earthly life, Mary was assumed, taken up body and soul into the glory of heaven to be reunited with her divine Son. So Mary's body never decayed or corrupted. It was taken immediately into heaven. Now that is so fitting because Our Lady's body was a temple. It was a tabernacle. She herself was a living church, a living tabernacle, a living chalice, a living ciborium, because she held within her womb for 9 months our Lord and God, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Mary was the living tabernacle for the Lord. And so it would make sense. It's very fitting that God would not allow his precious mother, whom he had created without original sin, whom he had given this great gift of the incarnate word within her womb, that it was fitting that at the end of her earthly life, he would not allow her body to corrupt and decay, but to be taken immediately into heaven. She herself was a living tabernacle of the Lord. She is called the Ark of the New Covenant. Mary contained within herself Jesus Christ, the New Covenant between God and the human race. Mary is the Ark of the New Covenant. She was also conceived without original sin. Mary was spotless, was sinless. And so it's so fitting and appropriate that she be taken up into heaven. And if you want to find two scripture passages that allude to this, our first reading had John, the beloved disciple in the book of Revelation, looking up into heaven. And God opened heaven, and it says that John saw the Ark of the Covenant in heaven. And immediately In the very next sentence, it says that he saw the woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and a crown of 12 stars around her head. So this would join together Mary and remind us that she truly is the Ark of the New Covenant. And in the second reading, St. Paul talks about in Corinthians how each of us die in a proper order, but how each of us then are resurrected in proper order. It says, "For just as in Adam all die, so too in Christ all shall be brought to life, but each one in proper order. Christ the first fruits, then those who belong to Christ at his coming." So Mary is the first fruits of Jesus's grace that he merited on the resurrection. If you want to read a good book about the Blessed Mother, I'd recommend the book called Hail Holy Queen by Scott Hahn, a former anti-Catholic Protestant minister who became a Catholic. And he has this beautiful book called Hail Holy Queen. And I love his very clever chapter titles. The chapter about the Assumption is called No Bones About It, because we have relics of all the saints except our Blessed Mother. We have the relics of St. Peter under the Vatican in Rome. We have the relics of St. Paul on the outskirts of Rome. We have the relics of all the apostles, but no city has ever claimed the bones of Our Lady, because there are no bones about it. She was taken up, body and soul, into heaven. And so today is a great day of hope and encouragement and comfort. When we pray the rosary and meditate upon the fourth glorious mystery, we meditate upon the Assumption of Our Lady. And the fruit of the mystery that we pray for is the grace of a happy death. What is a happy death? A death in which the person is prepared to go to heaven. They have been close to the Lord. They've made their confession. They've received the sacraments, the anointing, the last rites, the apostolic pardon. They're wearing their brown scapular. They have been close to the Lord. And that is the grace of a happy death, that those who die in the state of grace, in the state of friendship with God, and then we believe that they would be taken into the glory of heaven. That is a happy death. So that's what we pray for every time we pray this fourth glorious mystery of the Assumption. So it's a day of great hope, a great comfort, because where Our Lady is gone, we hope to go.